A lot of streaks went by the wayside, including the Chiefs' 9-0 start. The Kansas City Chiefs are now 9-1 after the loss to Buffalo. But it's time to get back on track as they go to Charlotte to take on the Carolina Panthers. And this, defending the kingdom, is Don't Click the Link. And every IT department throughout the Chiefs' kingdom would say the same thing. This episode of Defending the Kingdom, like them all, is brought to you by Ticketmaster. Goal to go on second down and goal at the one. Mahomes throws it late. Back of the end zone. Caught. Noah Gray. Touchdown. Kansas City. Hi, everyone. I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, along with senior team reporter Matt McMullen. Every IT department, and I'm not kidding about this, I just spoke to a group, TGS, that we work with here in with the Kansas City Chiefs, but there's always warnings going out. Don't click it. Don't click it. It looks like malware could be a problem. But that's this week's warning, because don't take the Carolina Panthers for granted.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing with this, is you can't let one loss snowball into another and into another. And the Chiefs have been great about that over the years. Losses are going to happen, unfortunately, just the way it is. We hadn't lost in like 330 straight days or something crazy like that. Well, hey, the Bills got us. That's the reality of it. They played better than we did. But now how do you move forward? And the Chiefs are great at just flushing it, learning from it, and moving on. And that's the challenge this week against Carolina.
Have you ever been popped in the
fishing? No, I have never been fished. And that's because I'm super worried about it. I probably delete emails that are real.
Only Matt would be the guy that has perfect 59-0, because our IT department is awesome. They make it disguise so perfectly. And it looks like, oh, this is harmless. And got to go into Shawshank and have 5 years of training or whatever. And I love it. And I'm going to, after we go around the world, I'm going to mention everybody in the Chiefs IT department, because they're awesome in helping protect us from all the bad guys and girls out there. And just go back and look at the San Francisco 49ers. They were victim of one of the most vicious ransomware, malware attacks in our country, not just the National Football League. So it's a very serious business. But we're trying to bring up the point here is don't click the link and think, oh, you're just going to walk into Carolina or Charlotte and beat the Carolina Panthers. That's our warning, just like the IT department gives us the warnings.
You know who's really bad about clicking the link is my wife. She's terrible at it.
Amazing woman. Don't tear her.
she'll text me.
Don't
and be
take
like,
the image of Ellie down, because I have her on a pedestal.
She'll be like, I think I just got scammed. And she's like, you might want to change your email password because I have it on my computer. I'm like, well, just don't click it. She's really bad at it. Yeah. But anyway, the Chiefs can't do that this weekend. And Carolina, I get it. Won two games in a row, though, and they're actually still in the hunt in the NFC South. That division is not good, and they have a shot at it if they can put some wins together. So for the Chiefs in this game, you're facing an opponent that has nothing to lose and everything to gain playing at home, and we're coming off a tough loss and a taxing loss in terms of the physicality in the game. Can't let it snowball. That's the key. And again, like Coach Reed, Patrick Mahomes, our entire coaching staff, all our players over the years have been so good about making sure that doesn't happen. And we have some examples we can get into over the course of the show. But that's the key. You learn from it and you move on.
Just stay away from the virus. Don't click the link. Let's go around the world as we check our IT and our cybersecurity of our spaceship as we travel around the Earth.
Got 11 for you today. A lot of people
11?
Yep.
All right, a lot of Carson Wentz.
For Carson Wentz. Hopefully we don't see him this weekend unless it's like a mop-up duty.
Or one of those single wing plays that we ran.
That's true, yes. Which, he was in the game, and I'm sure, was that against the Niners?
It's against the Niners.
The Niners are like, what's going on?
Yep, and his old college coach, Chris Kleiman, had texted and said, if he was playing for me, he would have kept the ball.
Yep.
Instead of handing it off, so... Anyway, maybe Carson Wentz will be on the field in a single wing play. Ooh, just don't tell Carolina.
Yeah, maybe. So 11, a lot of people wrote in. I'll get to everyone, but 11 today. So shout out to David in East Lansing, Michigan. Originally from Plattsburgh, Missouri, though.
Mm.
You know where Plattsburgh is?
Sure.
Where's Plattsburgh?
Tigers. It's I want to make sure I get it. Not Pat. Plattsburgh is where Kim Hobbs is from. One of our, she's our VP, you know, for sales and marketing. And Plattsburgh is up on the way to St. Joe, but a little bit east of that. The Tigers.
Okay. Well, David is now in East Lansing. He recalled the time in high school when he had a chance to go to dinner with Hank Stram and Ed Buddy. It's pretty cool. And then 20 years later, he's a professor at Michigan State in East Lansing. And total coincidence, he had one of Ed Buddy's sons, John.
Ed Buddy went to Michigan State. Wasn't Ed Buddy Michigan State?
I don't know. Maybe.
Might be.
John was, though, and I guess John went on to play with the Chiefs for a time. So anyway, small world. So shout out to David.
Love it.
Shout out to Andrew. I met Andrew a few weeks ago, mentioned him on last week's show. He followed up and said that he is from Nixa, Missouri.
Down by Springfield.
Home of the?
I think they're the Eagles.
Yes. Home of the Eagles. There you go. We're on fire today.
Let's go.
We're off to a good start, turning things around.
Some great rivalries down there. Ozark, Nixa, Branson Pirates. Yeah. All right.
Branson Pirates is great.
That's a
great name. I love when a team has like Pirates or something and they're in the middle of Missouri. I guess they are near like the Ozarks, but.
Leo Chanel.
That's right.
Greensboro Pirate.
I love it. I met Blake at our hotel in Buffalo. He's originally from Kansas City, but moved to New York about 7 months ago, still representing the kingdom in New York. So great meeting you, Blake. I went out to dinner with my mom for her birthday last night, and I met Kayla at the restaurant. And Kayla listens to DTK. So shout out to you, Kayla. Thanks for listening.
Did I get you anything? Free meal? Or
my mom had the biggest smile on her face.
Okay.
That's the most important thing.
Bonnie.
Yep. We have a listener in Malaysia, which is cool. I want to go to Malaysia.
I do too. I'll go with you. We're going first, though. We're going to South Korea. But you're going to South Korea without me.
Yeah, but then maybe we can just bop down to Malaysia together. Yeah. I grew up like a architecture nerd, and there's these amazing skyscrapers in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, the Petronas Towers. So I want to check those out. Wave a Chiefs Kingdom flag from the top.
Nice.
Matthew is originally from Portland, Oregon, but moved to Kansas City in 1974. Been a fan ever since, even though now he lives in Ohio. So shout out to you, Matthew. Christian is a West Point grad.
Yes! Black Knights, what a game this week, playing Notre Dame.
Uh-huh, that's a big one.
We're back to the 1945 days, playing at Yankee Stadium.
That's cool.
It's Army against Notre Dame, and it's on, yes.
Well, Christian mentioned that he went to the Army-Wisconsin game in 2021, and he's never seen a bigger terror on the field than Leo Chanel.
Ooh.
He had like 25 tackles or something.
Well, they're playing an option team.
Yeah.
So this is like Leo's like, yeah, violence and physicality. By the way, Chiefs Kingdom show last night, because we're videoing this on Tuesday. Last night or Monday night, Chiefs Kingdom show, two hammers broken by Leo.
You got to tell that story. That's ridiculous.
Okay, so there's three hammers laid out, and we always play put the hammer down, right? Like we do the start the fourth quarter on the radio broadcast. But every Monday night, there's like two or three times we set it up, and then the guest player will put the hammer down, and the whole crowd goes crazy. There's three hammers. You can pick the gold one, the red one, or the new kind of plastic one, Thor's hammer.
Okay.
Well, that Thor's hammer immediately is in the crosshairs of Leo. He goes, Thor's hammer. I'm like, yeah, but you don't kind of really hit the table. You just go like this. You take
like,
it within 1/32nd of an inch. Like,
yeah.
Kelsey's perfect. He just goes, whoosh.
Yeah.
Not Leo. Not violence and physicality. So we're talking about Leo blocks the kick to beat Denver, and that's he was able to, and then put that.
Explodes.
It just explodes. And the Hy-Vee in Mission, Kansas is like, wow, what's going on? Crowd's like, yeah, violence and physicality. It was a moment. So Caveman Bob, who made that, is feverishly working in repair like a pit crew in a NASCAR race. So we bring it back and thinking, all right, Leo, we're going to close out the show. Hey, Leo, you're going to Charlotte. It's time to... He does it again.
Does he think you have like 100 of them?
I think he just can't help it. I mean, it's just Leo. I can't help myself. I got to get 25 tackles against Army and block kicks and cover Kyle Juszczyk.
It's so him. I wouldn't expect anything else. If
what
he didn't break it, it wouldn't be right. So
great dude.
Love Leo. William is in Albia, Iowa. He said the block off against the Broncos reminded him of an epic Hawkeye win in the early 2000s where they blocked a kick to win the game.
Okay.
That's very Hawkeye-ish. I'm not surprised.
Very Hawkeye-ish.
Richard is in Heber City, Utah. Josh is in Joplin, been a fan for 28 years. And then lastly, you'll love this one. We have a listener from San Diego, huge Chargers and Phillip Rivers fan that is now fully converted to Chiefs Kingdom. So shout out to you. All are welcome.
There are many ex-Charger fans who are now members of the Kingdom.
I love it. There's an example right there.
And they're not gonna. They were mad that they left to go to L.A. up the 5. And you know the president of that group is Gary Pugh.
Uh-huh.
But there are many ex-Charger fans that have said, no, we'll take on the Kingdom as part of us. So we need to maybe do a show there.
I'm in. Go to San Diego. We'll just expense that one.
Yeah. good place to go.
San Diego.
Do it outside of Petco right before a Padres game.
I'm so in. That'd be fun.
Let's do it.
That's all I got today.
okay, this episode is don't click the link, meaning no viruses, and stay away from the upset, meaning be vigilant. Kansas City Chiefs have to be vigilant against a Carolina team, and you laid it out. They've won two games in a row. There's some stuff here. But I want to give it gives me an option or an opportunity for the both of us to shout out to the Chiefs IT department. An enormous job, because of the security that is required. I mean, this is, what, a $4 billion company.
Yeah.
And it's cybersecurity is an everyday thing. And if you've been hacked or you've been compromised, you know it is terrifying. And been there, done that. Okay. Down the line, Kevin Higgins, of course, leads this crew. But Brandon Frazier, Brandon Wolf, Brett Barnes, Caleb Summers, Chris Swatzel, Dave Felsen, Emily Lavery, Evan Nugent, Jared Glover, Jason Forrester, Jeremy Armstrong, Joseph Daniels, Justin Johnson, Mark Williams, Michael Havinghorst, Patrick Martin, the big fan of the Anaheim Ducks hockey team.
Also big fan of DTK. And I bet he's listening to this.
PM in the PM in the afternoon. Ryan Thompson, Scott Fletcher, and Cy Kim.
That's a lot of people.
20 people in the data department. And you're thinking, wow, that nope, all 20 of them. We need them all in this day and age especially. Because, seriously, unless you've – if you've encountered it, you know how much you need these gals and guys in the IT department. So a huge shout out to them. They've helped me immeasurably and many, many times. I'm just now trying to do a better job of avoiding the trap and having to go, oh, no, you got to go into 5 months of training. But I've broken the code. This is a code. I found a virus.
Okay.
IT has trained me. And 9/25, 22, 20. 17, there's no letters in any of these. I got this. 9/25/22/2017. IC 12/25/23/2014 LVR.
Okay.
That's the code. I found a virus. And what is that virus? You've already figured it out.
That virus are the games that we've kind of fallen into, the pitfalls of the last couple of years. Indianapolis back in 2022. Still completely inexplicable in the grand history of things. And last year, on Christmas, against the Raiders, we all know this. It's been drawn out at this point, but a true crossroads moment for the Chiefs where either you're going to pack it in or you're going to go on a playoff run. And we chose the latter and won 15 consecutive games until Sunday. So we've ran into another one of those where kind of fell into a pit here. How do you get out of it? Do you let it snowball, or do you find yourself on another winning streak soon after?
So, Kevin, you and your staff of 19 would be proud of us, Matt and me, breaking the code of 9/22/2017 IC 12/25/23/2014 LVR. So do not click that link or you'll have an immediate virus. The Carolina Panthers, and you alluded to the fact that they won the last two games. First time they've won the last two games since 2022. And Bryce Young, of course, the number one overall pick, had a miserable start, 2-17. In his first 20 games, he was 3-17. Only Troy Aikman had a worse start in his first 20 games. But now he's 4-17 because he's won his last two, and he's played much better. Against the blitz, in particular, his QBR against the blitz has risen by 70 points in the last three games. He's been 101.8 QBR against the blitz. So Bryce Young is playing better, but if the virus in this game is Chuba Hubbard. If you want to control a game, find a back like Chuba Hubbard, because he's for real. You Oklahoma State fans will remember your favorite Canadian, a guy that came from Canada to play for the Cowboys, but this dude is a beast.
And Bryce Young's been playing with a lot more confidence lately. My best friend from college, Luke Starnes, shout out Luke, is a huge Carolina Panthers fan. Bryce has been playing with more confidence lately, according to Luke, and ever since he came back when Andy Dalton became the starter for a time, Dalton got injured, now it's Bryce Young again, just playing with more confidence, and that's apparent when you're watching him play, and having a running back like Chuba Hubbard helps a lot with that, because they're running the football really well. Hubbard is just having a nice year. He's rushed for 818 yards this season, fourth most in the NFL, and averaging over 5 yards per attempt. In that game in Germany a couple weeks ago, that was their last game because they're coming off the bye, rushed for 153 yards against the Giants, averaged 5.5 yards per attempt. So when you think about a young quarterback who's maybe struggling, how do you help him? You run the football. And they invested a lot in their offensive line during the offseason. And I think that's actually, you can see that, even though their record doesn't maybe reflect it, that they can protect better than they did last year, and they can run block much better than they did last year. And Jonathan Brooks might make his NFL debut in this game as well. Second-round pick out of Texas. So he kind of forms, ideally, if you're a Panthers fan, a really nice 1-2 punch with Chuba Hubbard. Got to be ready for these guys in this game and the rushing attack. Good news is the Chiefs continue to be great against opposing running backs this year. The overall numbers are a bit skewed because we played Lamar Jackson in week one and Josh Allen last week. And, of course, we know the run at the end of the game by Allen. Great play. But against running backs specifically, we've held all runners to 3.1 yards per carry this season, talking about specifically running backs. James Cook last week rushed for 20 yards on 9 carries. So the Chiefs are really good at defending the run when it's a running back. That's what the Panthers are best at, is running the football with their tailback, and maybe Brooks in this game as well. Sets up kind of a good best-on-best matchup.
To put Chuba Hubbard into perspective, you mentioned he's fourth. Think of the three ahead of him, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Derrick Henry. All right, he's in that conversation. He has more than Jahmyr Gibbs. We know that he shares time with David Montgomery. But still, Chuba Hubbard has become one of the elite running backs in the National Football League, and he's getting better as a receiver. Here's another one with Chuba. His game that he had against the 153 that he put up against the Giants in Germany, he is only one of four players this year to have 150-plus rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. The other three, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, and Joe Mixon. That's the kind of category that Chuba Hubbard is in, and a guy who can control this game, not only in the run game, but get him isolated in the pass game because they're loading him up with touches.
Yeah, just a good player. And again, when you have a young quarterback in Bryce Young, that's how you help him. You get him into third and manageable. Can I bring up one quick thing, though, looking back at the Bills game that the Chiefs need to clean up in this game? It's the third and medium.
Yeah.
And if you look back at the Buffalo game, the Bills were in third and six or longer a bunch of times, and they converted six of them, four of them via a play and two via a penalty. And listen to this. So two of those happened on their opening touchdown drive. Another happened on their second scoring drive. Another on their third touchdown drive. And then we talk about the fourth and two where Allen broke off that big run. And yeah, you hope the Chiefs could stop him there. But the sequence before that, they were in third and nine, and Allen found Khalil Shakir over the middle for a 10-yard gain. Barely got it, but they were at the Chiefs' 44-yard line. If that pass falls incomplete, you think they're going for it on fourth and nine?
No.
I don't think so. I think they punt it away, and the Chiefs have a chance to go win the game down two with plenty of time left. So the third and six or longer was the issue for the Chiefs in this last game. It's why they gave up more than 28 points for the first time in 30 games. And that's the key in this game. I understand the Carolina offense doesn't have the numbers that Buffalo does, but this is a great opportunity to improve in an area where we struggled last week. And how do you make sure you get off the field? Well, don't let Hubbard run for 5 or 6 yards a carry. Force the Panthers into third and six, third and seven, and then hopefully you can shut them down, get the offense back on the field.
They have one of your favorite receivers, too, and Adam Thielen on this team, who's nasty on third down, has been ever at it since he's became in the National Football League player. There's another thing that gets your attention. First of all, Young, here's a fun fact. His first back-to-back wins since he beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl and K-State in the Sugar Bowl in 2022.
Steering wheel pounder, huh?
Steering wheel pounder. And Will Howard misses a touchdown at the end of the half, or it could have been real interesting. That's another matter. But the point is, they're coming in confident, the Panthers. They're coming in off a bye. That's another big deal. It's one of the few times the Chiefs will have a rest disadvantage this season. Remember last year, it was a big thesis point, especially in January, or especially in December. This year, it's really one of the only times there's this big rest disadvantage because the Panthers get 2 weeks for this game. Another one is you look at their red zone touchdown efficiency. They're fifth in the league. Now, it's skewed a bit because they've only had 25 opportunities in the red zone. Compare that to the Bills, who lead the league at 47. The Chiefs have 38. But still, if they get to the red zone, this is a team that's coming in with just 3 wins. Sitting here at 3-7, but they've got a 64% touchdown efficiency rating in the red zone. And that does get your attention.
They have some sneaky good players, too. Xavier Leggett is a player we liked a lot in the draft. Like, he was one of our guys. Great blend of size and speed. And he's been pretty good this year for them. He leads the team with 4 receiving touchdowns. That
remember the Debo clone?
Well, yeah, I mean, whenever you have a player that kind of breaks your brain logically, like Debo Samuel, everyone's trying to find the next Debo Samuel. And Xavier Leggett has a lot of those qualities. Still young, obviously, but has done some good things. A couple weeks ago against New York, he had 3 catches for 40 yards. So got to make sure you know where Xavier Leggett is at all times. And then Jalen Coker is a fun player. So undrafted free agent out of Holy Cross, alma mater of CJ Hansen.
I was going to say, I just talked to CJ about this.
Yeah. He has 17 targets over the last 3 weeks for Carolina, and he's averaging 17.2 yards per catch in that time. So kind of a big play threat. Great story. He was cut at a training camp, went through waivers. No one claimed him, went back to Carolina. And then over the last several weeks has really come on. So Jalen Coker is a player we have to watch out for. Leggett, I mentioned. And then you said Adam Thielen could be back for this game. Just a veteran receiver and a chain mover on third down and in the red zone.
Defensively, there's some familiar names. Oh, Jadeveon Clowney's on this team. That'll get your attention. Josie Jewell. In fact, he had the big play. Remember the former Iowa Hawkeye / Denver Bronco linebacker? He gets the big play in overtime with the Giants had the ball first, fumble it, stripped and picked up by Josie Jewell, field goal by Pinheiro, boom, and the Panthers get a fly home from Munich with a victory in Germany. So defensively, the one number that caught my eye was not giving up big plays. This is a team, again, that's 3-7. They've won 2 in a row, but tied for 8th in the league. Matt, they've only given up 33 plays of 20-plus yards or more, meaning they're going to make you earn it. And the Chiefs have to be ready for this game to realize there's some good young players on this Carolina defense.
Like J.C. Horn, really good player at corner, one of the better corners, young corners in the NFL. And they've played well lately. I mean, they've held 2 consecutive opponents here under 23 total points. Man, some injuries, though, for these guys. Just some bad luck. They lose defensive tackle Derek Brown early in the year, lose him for the season. Lose linebacker Shaq Thompson early in the year for the season. And it's the number 32 scoring defense in the NFL. There's some games where they've just gotten clobbered. But they're playing a lot better lately. And I have circled on here Josie Jewell because I have the 2 interception game against Denver a couple years ago, like cemented in my brain, where the Broncos almost came back because of Josie Jewell. Got to know where he is at all times. One of the biggest numbers here, though, that I'm looking at, they're allowing 160 rushing yards per game.
Yep.
And the Chiefs have kind of morphed into this power running team. I think they're at their best when they're playing off the run this year with Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt could have 25, 30 carries in this game, and hopefully he has a big day.
So we'll close it out this way. The warning has been given to all. Don't click the link, all right, and bring in the virus. And again, we have broken the code because it's just what we are, and we love our IT department. They've trained us well. 925-22-27IC. That's the loss to the Indianapolis Colts on September the 25th, 2022, 20-17. The famous Chris Jones roughing the passer play. What?
It wasn't even that. It was unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah.
The ref just didn't like what he said.
Yeah. So 12-25-23-2014 LVR, and that is last year's Christmas game where the Raiders don't complete a pass in the second half and beat the Chiefs on Christmas. That's a steering wheel pounder, and you stare at the steering wheel for that one. But there's the virus. Don't click that link.
Don't click the link. Don't fall into the trap of trying to play the Bills game over and over again. The Bills beat us. It's just what happened. But as many Bills fans reminded us on our way out, we're still number one.
Did they? Oh, that's right.
They sure did.
Just a weird, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. They reminded us, though, that we're still number one.
What finger did they use to tell us we were number one? It wasn't the little finger.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with a thumb. Okay,
but gotcha. We control our own destiny here.
Yeah, we saw a lot of those.
We used to see a lot of those.
Where's Brandon Flowers when you need him?
But hey, you're right. Hey, we still control our own destiny in the AFC West. Still control our own destiny for the one seed in the AFC. It's all right there for the Chiefs. Don't need to rely on anyone else to do anything. Just take care of your business over the final, 7 games of the season. And that begins right here with Carolina.
But Carolina has confidence, they have a bye week, and they have some capable players, particularly Chuba Hubbard. Don't click the link. Go to Charlotte, win, Eric Berry's pick six 8 years ago when we were there, something like that, and just come home and go 10-1.